Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Yuma Daf Ayin Gimel, Yuma 73. In today's Daf Yomi, we're going to start the 8th and final chapter of Maseches Yoma, and this chapter is called Yom HaKippurim. So this chapter will begin with the sugya of what is called Chatzi Shiur, half of an amount. So it says in the Torah, that it says in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 27, Ach be'asorah chodesh ha-shvi hazeh Yom HaKippurim hu. On the 10th day of the 7th month is Yom Kippur, Mikra Kodesh Yelachem, should be a day of holiness. Ve'inisem es nafshel chseichem, you must afflict your souls. Ve'kravtem yishel Hashem, and bring an offering to God. And our Chachamim learn from this that we're commanded about 5 afflictions which on Yom Kippur, which is what our Mishnah is going to say. In just a moment, we'll look at it. The Mishnah lists them as follows. Says our Mishnah at the beginning of the 8th chapter, Yom HaKippurim Aser Ba'achila U'Beshtiyah U'Berechitza, that on Yom Kippur you're prohibited to eat or to drink. And our Gemara is going to discuss that the prohibition of eating or drinking is different than the other afflictions. U'Berechitza, and washing oneself in Rambam writes it, washing oneself in water. Others discuss whether it's just a prohibition in water or also other liquids, whether or not it's going to be prohibited. Like, for example, wine or juice. And a person is not going to be permitted to anoint themselves. What this means is to place oil over their body and rub in the oil. There is a prohibition to do that. And uvini'ilas hasandal, and also with respect to wearing shoes made out of leather, uvitash mishamita, and in marital relations. So the Mishnah is going to, even though the Mishnah said that those things are prohibited, the Mishnah nevertheless says, v'hamelach v'kawa, a bride and a king and a bride, and when we refer to a bride, we refer to the first 30 days after she gets married. Yirchatzu es pneihem, they are going to be permitted to wash their faces because they have a responsibility to look beautiful or to look good. Meaning to say, by a king it says, Melech biofayo techazenai necha. In Isaiah 33 it says, the king, you look your eyes on his beauty. Meaning to say that it's appropriate for him to look nice. And also, Rashi says the bride is supposed to be looking good for her husband, so they're newlywed, so it should be a blessing. And the Chai Adam writes that this permission for the bride to wash her face the first 30 days after her wedding is not appropriate today. It doesn't apply any day because today everybody's going to be in the shul the whole day, and so therefore she's not going to be spending time with her husband, and so therefore the Chai Adam suggests that this allowance doesn't apply anymore. The Tosos Yom HaKippurim writes that when we say that the bride and the king have these allowances, that's only with respect to washing their faces, that they allow the bride and the king because they need to look nice. But with respect to wearing leather shoes, it's obviously not going to be allowed. Even though it's inappropriate for the king to walk around barefoot generally, nevertheless, they could wear like a different type of shoes, like linen shoes or cloth shoes. And therefore, for this reason, it's not going to be allowed for them. Also, anointing, because anointing is not for beauty, but for physical delight, that also is not going to be allowed for the king and the bride. There's a dispute amongst the Rishonim whether we say that all the prohibitions, aside from eating and drinking, are biblically prohibited or rabbinically prohibited. So some want to say, Tosfos Rishonim says that from the fact that Rabbi Elazar allows the king and the bride to wash their face, that proves that it's not a biblical prohibition, it's only rabbinic. However, some say no, it's that the prohibition perhaps is only washing the whole body, but washing a part of the body is only rabbinically prohibited, and that's the reason why it was allowed by the bride and the king. So even though the bride and the king are going to be allowed to wash their faces, v'achaya, and also, says our Mishnah, a woman who just gave birth, but for the past 30 days, then she is going to be allowed to tinolas hasandal. She's going to be allowed to wear the leather shoes because the cold is going to be damaging for her, potentially damaging. Divrei Rebbe Eliezer, whereas this is the position of Rebbe Eliezer, whereas the Chachamim osrim mikulin. The Chachamim say that in all these cases, it's going to be prohibited. So that's the way the Ritva understands it, that the sages are prohibiting in all these cases. However, others say maybe the Chachamim are only arguing about the woman who just gave birth, but in the other cases, they agree with Rabbi Eliezer. Now, when we said that the Mishnah continues and says, Ha'ochel koseves agasa, what is the amount? And the Gemara is going to explain what's the amount which a person is going to be in violation of kares, of getting the penalty from, of the severe penalty. That's if somebody eats the size of a date, kamoa ukigaranisa, like the date with its pit, vashote mulolugmav, or it drinks a cheekful of drink, chayav. That person is going to be liable for kares if they did it intentionally, and if they did it accidentally, they have to bring a korban. So, and our Gemara is going to discuss, what about if you do a half of an amount of that? Are you still liable? Now our Mishnah says, Koa ochon mitzdarfin lekosevis. All the different foods can combine together. You can combine two different foods to make the size of a date, and you'll be liable. Koa mashkin mitzdarfin lemolmogov. And all the drinks combine to make a cheekful of water. Ha ochon vashote ein mitzdarfin. But food and drink do not combine. And this is something that we see to this day, that under certain circumstances where a person needs to eat, but they are able to eat by eating a smaller amount, we tell them that under certain circumstances to eat less than the size of a date, or drink less than the cheekful of water, or drink this liquid, and do this less than the time, what's called kedei achilas pras, the time it takes to eat a loaf of bread. And that way each of the eatings will be considered separate and discrete eatings.